The United Nations is in the midst of raising $4 billion from donor nations to prevent a full-scale famine that would impact over 20 million people in Somalia, South Sudan, Yemen, and northeast Nigeria. This would be the third major famine to hit Somalia since the early 1990s, sparked by ongoing conflict. Today, Somalia has a stronger government than during the last famine 6 years ago, when the Islamist militant group Al-Shabaab controlled much of the country. Still, aid workers are at risk of being kidnapped by insurgents. As the international community gathered in London to mobilize resources for Somalia, aid workers warned pending U.S. military action could exacerbate the famine, making things worse for the 6 million people dependent on food aid. After over 30 years of civil war and rule by warlords and militias, 2 million Somalis have fled the East African nation. Now, large Somali communities are located across the globe in cities such as Minneapolis, London, and Johannesburg. Last year, Somalis in exile raised over $1.4 billion in aid for the people of the country they left behind, funds totaling nearly 25% of Somalia's economy. Single-payer healthcare advocates introduced the Healthy California Act in the California legislature in February, a one-page bill to establish a comprehensive single-payer health insurance system to cover every resident in the state. The legislation would effectively banish private health insurance companies in the state, which have blocked earlier attempts to move to single-payer health care. Financing for the new system remains vague, and the politics of making single-payer in California a reality is uncertain. The American Prospect reports that the debate over single payer in California comes as Republicans in Congress are moving to repeal and replace Obamacare and seeking to roll back Medicaid coverage for the poor. It also comes at a time when the United States is the only industrialized nation in the world without some form of universal health coverage for its citizens. Across developed economies, health coverage is delivered in multiple ways. England and Spain have national health services which provide direct health care. In Canada, the government offers insurance to pay private sector health providers. The U.S. has Medicare, a model single-payer program that currently provides health insurance for citizens over 65, as well as Medicare Part B that incorporates private insurers in the system. Hundreds of workers were evacuated from the Hanford Nuclear Reservation in early May after the collapse of a tunnel where toxic nuclear waste was stored. The collapse occurred at a site where rail cars that had carried contaminated nuclear fuel rods were buried, dating from the 1960s. The U.S. Department of Energy stated that no radiation was released, but the event raised new concern about the ongoing risk of cleaning up the U.S. nuclear weapons complex. The Hanford Reservation was built as part of the Manhattan Project that designed the world's first atomic bomb toward the end of World War II. The site is 150 miles southeast of Seattle and abuts the Columbia River. The most dangerous contaminant in Hanford is 56 million gallons of radioactive liquid waste stored in 177 underground tanks, some of which have leaked. Washington State Attorney General Bob Ferguson filed a lawsuit against the U.S. Department of Energy and its prime contractor at Hanford for allowing toxic vapors to be released from underground storage tanks, harming workers' health and safety. Over the years, these vapors have caused multiple illnesses. A massive cleanup of Hanford that began in the late 1980s costs $2 billion a year. The work is expected to take until 2060 and cost more than $100 billion. This week's news summary was compiled by Bob Nixon. For Between the Lines, I'm Elaine Osowski.